President Donald Trump has pledged to deliver billions of dollars of US military equipment to Ukraine, including Patriot missile defense systems, with NATO footing the bill. President Trump has also threatened to further sanction Russia in 50 days if steps towards ending the war are not taken. In spite of these measures, experts are skeptical of this deal's capacity to broker a ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine. George Popel has more.
While Trump's pledge to supply Ukraine of new missiles and threaten economic sanctions on Russia could be seen as a positive step towards a ceasefire, many diplomats in Russia have dismissed the deal, with former President Dmitry Medvedev calling the deal a theatrical ultimatum. Associate Professor at Curtin University, Alexei Muraviev, claims Russia would not be surprised by the new deal.
Well, when it comes to public rhetoric, it doesn't seem to show that the Russians have concern, also because they now been subjected to most severe sanctions since early 2022, and even before that, they lived under sanctions. So for them, an imposition of yet another round of sanctions is not something that would catch them by surprise.
With NATO paying for new weapons going to Ukraine, this deal marks a moment of Trump putting economic responsibility for Ukraine onto Europe.
What Trump managed to achieve, he managed to effectively shift the burden of future provisions of weapons onto European taxpayers. And that's been a long-standing goal of Trump, even during his first term in the office, because he was the one that initiated initial weapon supplies to Ukraine. But he kept making it quite clear that the business of Ukraine should really be a European business, not the business of the United States.
The 50-day grace period given to Russia may also be understood as an opportunity for Russian aggression in Ukraine.
We also need to understand that 50 days that Trump gave to Putin, it can also be viewed as a timeline to the Ukrainians, because I seriously doubt that the Russians are not going to simply sit and wait for this timeline to disappear. They will intensify the advance. They capture Ukrainian settlements every day, and one can expect actually an intensification of that assault, and that partially explains why there is a lot of skepticism in Ukraine about this Trump's announcement, because some Ukrainians believe, and that includes parliamentarians, that this is a way for Trump to give more Ukraine to Putin rather than support Ukraine.
There is also the risk that Trump's proposed economic sanctions against Russia are too harsh and could, in the future, lead to an increase in economic hostility with China.
It may certainly be something that would not resonate well, not only with Moscow, but also with countries that may fall under sanctions, because the sanctions are not just targeting the Russians. If you read the provisions carefully, they're also aiming at those countries who benefit from doing energy trade with Russia, and certainly the first two powers that instantaneously come to mind are China and India. So does Trump want to risk further escalation of trade war with China, given the fact that the two countries already engaged in the terrorist war? And does Trump want to escalate the U.S. relationship or jeopardize U.S. relationship with India? Because India is quite proud to retain its strategic philosophy based on strategic autonomy. So for them to comply with U.S. sanctions, meaning that India would no longer be able to claim that it runs independent or sovereign foreign policy. So I think there's going to be a lot of thinking in Washington, and certainly on Trump's part, on how to proceed once 50 days will expire. Or, you know, in 50 days from now, we might just forget about this whole thing, because Trump may decide to move on or agree that another resolution would be presented by then.
Associate Professor Alexei Muraviev from Curtin University speaking there with George Popel.